Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. Last week, most of the journalists in Moscow spent much more time than they wanted to looking up cuts of meat in dictionaries. I refer, of course, to comments made by Viktor Zolotov to Alexei Navalny in a video. Zolotov was once in charge of security for President Putin and now the head of the Russian National Guard. I personally was most interested in finding out when and why making angry, threatening video addresses to enemies and sticking them up on YouTube became a thing among the Russian elite, but everyone else was fretting over the perfect translation of «Sochnaya Otbivnaya», the juicy meat dish that Zolotov promised to turn oppositional politician Alexei Navalny into. This was just one of many colorful insults Zolotov heaped on Navalny. In fact, his clip was a kind of dictionary of put-downs. First, Zolotov called him inhuman and, even worse, made in the USA. He wrote that Navalny was, like apparently many others, «изделие из американской пробирки». «Вы все клоны. Естественно, конечно же». «Вы марионетки». Navalny was a product made in an American test tube. All of you clones are. Naturally, of course, you're puppets. But even though Navalny wasn't a real person, he was rotten through and through, according to Zolotov. «Гнилые внутри», «трухлявые», «рotten inside», «moldering». Not to mention lacking in principles. Ни духовности, ни нравственности абсолютно. No piety, absolutely no morality. And at least one of the reasons for this is, apparently, that Navalny just hadn't been beaten the way he ought to have been. Zolotov told him, Вы, господин Навальный, никогда не получали ответку. Вам никто никогда не давал как следует по заднице. Да так, чтобы печенкой это прочувствовали. You, Mr. Navalny, have never gotten payback. No one has tanned your butt like you deserve, so hard that you feel it in your liver. Yikes. But the killer line was this. Я вызываю вас на поединок, на ринг, татами, куда угодно, где обещаю сделать из вас хорошую, сочную, отбивную. This could be translated more or less literally as, I challenge you to a duel, in the ring, on a tatami, wherever you want, and I promise to turn you into a good, juicy piece of meat. The piece of meat, отбивная, gave everyone a hard time. Was it mincemeat, a steak, or a hamburger? Was Navalny going to be juicy or succulent or tenderized? After a lot of consideration, I say, more or less all of the above. You see, it's all about the butcher shop. Originally in Russian, котлета, from the French котлет, was a sautéed piece of meat, usually on the bone. Отбивная is the adjective from the verb отбивать, to pound. And this means a piece of meat, котлета, that has been pounded thin and, in this way, tenderized. In English culinary terms, which are basically borrowed and sometimes confused French culinary terms, this is called côtelette, scallop, escalope, or even paillard. In case you were wondering, well, in case three of you were wondering, this is not quite a schnitzel. Or rather, it's not the breaded kind of schnitzel, but much like the unbreaded kind of schnitzel. I'm glad we finally got that settled. Over time, котлета came to mean primarily a patty made out of minced meat, fish, poultry, or vegetables. And so, minced meat and steak, tenderized or not, are all more or less correct as translations. If you want to go with an equivalent American expression, you might translate Zolotov's threat as, make mincemeat out of you. If you want to go for a more vivid image, you might translate it as, pound you till you're flat. Or you could just go for a verb. I'll pummel, batter, pound, clobber, or hammer you. After thinking about this for a long time, way too long, I think I might go with, I'll beat you to a pulp. Now, if you just want to whack someone, there are much easier ways to say it in Russian. Lupить is to flog, whack, or thrash, but is sometimes done to horses, animals, and, in the bad old days, miscreants, large and small. Меня в детстве много лупили. I was beaten a lot when I was a kid. Колотить is to pound, hit, or knock. What you can do to doors, keyboards, pianos, and human faces. Он сел яростно колотить на компьютере гневное письмо председателю гильдии российских адвокатов. He sat down and began to furiously pound out on his computer an angry letter to the chairman of the Guild of Russian Attorneys. Днем он будет колотить ее, а ночью спать с другими бабами. During the day, he'll knock her around, and at night, he'll sleep with other women. Дубасит is another word like колотить, to pound on just about anything, although I think it is a notch up in the smash your face in scale. Сосед дубасил кулаками своего приятеля. My neighbor beat the crap out of his friend. Or, hey, let's just be traditional. Nothing wrong with good old избивать, to beat up. Он избивал жену, детей и даже собаку, пока не попал за решетку. He beat up his wife, his kids, and even his dog before he ended up behind bars. Meanwhile, I'll stick to pounding on my computer. It never pounds back. That's it for this week. До встречи на следующей неделе. Пока!